From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea, in for Ed Gordon. Today in Iraq, politicians are facing a major deadline, submitting a first draft of the country's new constitution. But religious, ethnic, and regional conflicts have made the process difficult. Shiites in the oil-rich south want more autonomy, much like the Kurds in the north. Sunni Muslims, favored under Saddam Hussein, are afraid of losing power. To discuss the issues on the table and what happens next, we're joined by Larry Kaplow. He's an international correspondent for Cox Newspapers, who's been based in Baghdad since the start of the war in 2003. Welcome, Larry.
Thank you.
So explain a little bit. I know that for you it must be very simple, but what is the difference between the Sunnis and the Shiites and the Kurds in terms of where they are based and what they want from this constitution?
Well, in some ways, what we're seeing now is a manifestation of the question people have had about Iraq since it was formed in the 20s, which is this really one country, or was it three different groups that were sort of drawn in a box together? But the Kurds and the Shiites have been persecuted by the previous regimes, mostly by Saddam's regime, and so they're very wary about trusting any central authority, and they want to have as much local authority as they can. The Sunnis, meanwhile, see that as leading to the possible breakup of the entire country, and also leaving them in a position where they have areas that are relatively dry in terms of oil and other resources. So they want to share the country's resources.
Tell us how this process of drafting a constitution relates to the U.S. involvement in Iraq. Does this mean that Iraqis will assume more control for governing the country, or is that really premature to say?
I think the question of whether the Iraqi government will have more control to govern depends on what we see on the ground. That depends on whether they can get militias to fold themselves into the army, whether they can rein in the insurgency that's really raging just as badly as it has been for the last year. So, by having a good constitution, though, you can sort of draw a framework that could keep the country together and could give people a central document to work off of, at least as a baseline to some of these other issues about de facto control of the country.
Who exactly is drafting this constitution?
Well, it started out with a committee of 55 people from the National Assembly. Now, that was the assembly that was elected in those elections in January. But because Sunnis didn't vote in that election, and to large part did not vote, they were not going to be part of the process. And seeing how much trouble that could cause and how destabilizing that could be, they expanded the committee to bring on some 15 or 16 Sunni representatives. So they all started working on it. Now we're down, of course, as you would be in any negotiation in the U.S. Congress or elsewhere, to sort of the leaders of the factions who are meeting in small rooms trying to see what they can take back to their people.
Tell us a little bit more about what happens next. I understand there's going to be a referendum in October to approve this constitution. What does that signify?
Well, that's sort of the leverage that everybody has on this. This is all based on a law that the Americans, to a large part, oversaw in March of last year, which was the transitional law. And what that said was that they have to write the constitution by today and have a referendum on it in October. But if there are three provinces that vote against it by a vote of two-thirds or greater, by 66%, it will fail. And any of these groups, the Sunnis, the Kurds, or the Shiites, could muster at least three provinces to vote this down if they really opposed it. So that's the leverage. That's what's supposed to force people to come to some sort of consensus. Now, as a result, today, some of the Sunnis are saying they're so upset with the way this is going that they'd like it to just either be passed out so they can vote against it and then force new elections for the assembly, or pass nothing out today.
Now, final question. You have been in Iraq since the war began in March of 2003. You mentioned the insurgents. What is the state of play on the ground right now? What are things like on a day-to-day basis?
It's just very tense and still very chaotic on a daily basis. Just riding around today, I mean, because this constitutional process is going on, you had, you know, a half-hour drive, you'd come across several government convoys of various types of security forces sort of driving fast down the wrong side of busy streets and firing in the air to clear people out of their way. It's been a very tough summer, both in terms of violence that affects regular people and in terms of poor services that are still making people very impatient and agitated.
Well, we'll certainly be keeping our eye on the situation in Iraq. Larry Kaplow is a correspondent for Cox Newspapers. He joined us from Baghdad. Thank you so much.
Thank you.